All right. It was a excellent second day, I thought. A small amount of install that went in, but there was great recall from yesterday, and I really felt the effort, guys straining, going for it. So we had a terrific day, and I thought the guys worked really hard. Just assignments and, you know, playing technique. So a lot thrown at them in 2 days, and so far we're off to a great start. With that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Coach, was the Floyd kid not available today? Or
He actually joined us toward the end of practice, so he had, you know, further testing done. We're going to hold him out for the remainder of the camp and then start Monday and Tuesday, hopefully indoctrinate him into the off-season program. So we'll hold on practice for him for today and for tomorrow and then get started with the off-season program with him on Monday, and glad to see that things are going well for him.
It seems like there was an emphasis on hiring assistants who were good teachers. How have you seen that pay off over the past couple of weeks as you've been able to work with players on the field?
Yeah, it certainly has been an emphasis for me. The guys I've most connected with, they're the guys that can reach the players. So not all of us learn in the same way. As a teacher, sometimes I got to go walk through it. I got to go show it on the board. I got to find extra clips. And one of the terms we use is we're a developmental staff. And that's how well can we get to know each player and pull them as far as we can. So there's been a number of examples. I can certainly see it with Jeff Ulbrich, for instance, just the connection that he's made with some of the linebackers. I've certainly seen it with Chris Morgan and, going to a new scheme offensively. So there's lots of examples. And those two are two that, certainly stuck out to me. But, it's one of the most fun parts of coaching is the teaching part of it. And our gratification comes from to see how far you can pull a player to see the player they can become. And that's when you get great satisfaction as a coach.
What were some of the highlights for you all out there today?
Well, the first one, we were able to take the snap. You know, yesterday we had certainly a tough time. There's a lot of, footballs that were on the grass on the snap. So I thought offensively, number one, these guys, they really executed. And, from the run game to the pass game, they completed some passes. Defensively, I thought just the effort was better. The speed to the ball, we're really emphasizing that, this morning in our meetings, how quickly we can go and break. And that really came through, I thought, on the field today in just in terms of the speed and the effort that we want the guys to play with. So I thought the efficiency on offense and certainly the speed on defense. There's a lot of teaching on the special team side with Keith and his group. So overall, I was really pleased with the day.
That spread thing's real, huh? These quarterbacks come in and can't.
Yeah, for sure. I asked one of the guys, when's the last time you took a snap under center? He said, it's been a while, coach. So I knew that was, it's been a long time. So, but they, to their credit, I was so pleased how hard they worked, with the centers and the quarterbacks over the last 2 days. Hey, we're going to get this part right. And that shows true commitment to want to do it. Part of me was mine. Okay, should we put him in shotgun? Nope, we'll get it right, coach. And sure enough, they did.
Grady Jarrett was one of the guys that said he thought today went much better individually. Do you notice anything that he showed today?
Well, ironically, I thought he was one of the guys who showed up even yesterday. So for him, no surprise that he put two back-to-back days together. I think, and all of us can relate to this, it's the first time experiencing what am I supposed to do, how am I supposed to do it, and really the main thing we want to see is let's see you run and go play football and have fun doing it. Like, what else would you rather be doing, honestly? So I think once we got that message across to the guys, like, don't be tight, don't be anxious, am I supposed to play differently now that I'm in the NFL? No, man, you're supposed to be at your best. And so I think we saw that with some of the players today.
Special teams drills out there and guys can kind of do something that's not their normal routine and position. How's that kind of add energy to practice moving forward for the next drills?
I think really just we're trying to find all the unique stuff that a player has. And so you can imagine running backs trying to be on punt protection and go backwards for the first time, in their life. So that footwork, that was, something that's like totally challenging and new for them. And I always think of, the players, like, and even for us too, like when we do something new, it like challenges us to say, yeah, I can do that. And so like for those guys who haven't played on teams or haven't been on punt, that might be a good example of that. But I thought the energy was really good, by the coaches and by the players today.
Coach, a guy that you know pretty well, Dante Fowler, went down yesterday.
Yep.
Does that raise any awareness about off-season work, or is it just like, hey, things happen sometimes?
Well, number one, I was just really disappointed for him. I care so much about the player, so I got a chance just to call him and just, let him and his family know I was thinking about him, and his attitude was terrific, just like you'd expect it to be. So it's hard, and with everybody's trying to do everything within the guidelines, and unfortunately accidents like that happen. But I know one thing for sure, how tough he is and how hard he'll rehab. And when he says he'll come back stronger and better, he will.